All right, you brave ones, welcome back to segment 3 of program 12, and we're now about to wade into that thing that I told Wes last night that seemed to startle him, and it hit me like a mackerel in the face. That happened to me one time when I was fishing Spanish mackerel. I did something wrong, and it ended up in my face flapping around. Anyway, I got hit in the face with another fish when my pastor was speaking at prior meeting the other night. And I'm going to share that with you in these next 3 segments. Curious to see what you think. But we need to understand as we wade into this that God is our ultimate authority, and all authority descends from Him to us. No acknowledgement of an eternal Father God, and there is no stabilizing authority in the culture. And as our faith has waned and as we have gone from a masculine to a very feminized culture where we begin to think of God as possibly the great Mother Earth Gaia in some circles, if we believe at all, that we have lost authority. And I think you'll see with the anti-police movement and all the other things that Black Lives Matter and Antifa are doing, people with horrible track records with no right to speak, really. I mean, no mandate because of virtuous and productive behavior to speak. These things, these folks are very anti-authority. And then the culture of Christ is what America was for quite a while. When we believed in God, even those that weren't Christian or, you know, Jewish or believers in the one true and living God, they were still constrained in their behavior to act as if they believe it or to be conformed to the laws based on that theocratic belief system, if you will. But the culture of Christ has now been replaced by the culture of convenience, the culture of race, the culture of academia, the culture of the golf course. There are so many more things, so many things more important than the fatherhood of God that our nation has ceased being the great America that Donald Trump wants to make great again. I hope you kind of grab onto that picture that authority is waning. Authority every man wants to do what's right in his own eyes. The last verse of the book of Judges, there was no king in the land, and in that day everyone did what was right in his own eyes, and what resulted? Chaos. And then the common understanding, the common belief system that small towns had and still have to a degree, faith in God, and for Christians, we understand that as faith in God through Jesus Christ, the Savior, and by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit as He leads us to the Father and teaches us what Jesus said. But we have this pageant of creation that began, in Genesis 1:1, when the Spirit hovered upon the face of the deep and said, "Let there be light." But that was done with a purpose. God is purposeful, and we have been progressively, humanity has been progressively moving through God's defined history for a long time, achieving His purposes whether we knew it or not. And we have now come to what I believe is the final episode, the final era. And that's based really on Daniel 12:4. You can read that little verse for yourself. I say that defines the 19th century when all this began again, when things began to be understood. Revelation 17:10, those 7 nations that are defined, 5 were, 1 is now, 1 is yet to come, and the 8th being the kingdom of Satan. And then Revelation 20:10, which is a brief verse that just says, okay, after he'd done all his bad stuff, Satan was thrown into hell. He doesn't get a lot of press after that. But those 3 verses are kind of where we're heading with respect to the pageant of creation. There's a plan that's unfolding. And I believe, here we go, that Judges chapter 13 through 16 reveal to us dramatically what is happening to Donald Trump. And why? In fact, and I'm not saying that Donald Trump is Samson in biblical history. What I'm saying is there's a direct correlation between Samson and Donald Trump. How Samson came to be and how he ended up and the result of how he ended up on the nation of Israel is important to America because there are certain psychical processes that go on. I'm speaking to secular historians now. There are certain cyclical processes that go on that get replicated in history. And I think, you know, folks, we might take a great lesson when we read Judges chapter 13 through 16. Well, here's what I mean by that. I urge you to read them. I'm not going to go back through them in any detail here. But let me just introduce this before we cut to the station break. As you will see in chapter 13, Samson was ordained by God to exist. God appeared to Samson's mother and said, "Don't drink wine, don't do anything that is against the Jewish diet law, because you're going to have a son who's going to be a very special Nazarite male that is going to lead his people." And the judges were those 13 leaders of Israel that evolved every time Israel got in trouble. God sent them. And Samson was the last. He was number 13. And he was ordained by God to be a very righteous individual. And he fulfilled his purpose, but he was not all that righteous. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what Samson did and how Samson is very much analogous to Donald Trump or vice versa, and why what happened to Samson may well happen to this nation in the next 12 to 24 months. Join me again for segment 4.